and gentlemen, welcome to the American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. We have a very special show for you today with so many videos to get to. I don't know how we're possibly going to do it. We'll open up the phone lines for your calls as well in the third hour. In the second hour, I'll be joined by Lisa Logan to talk about social emotional learning and the root of so much of the madness that we'll be discussing throughout this show. I'd like to start today with a very special presentation. Folks, the memes are running wild, and the Haitian eating cats phenomenon shows no sign of slowing down. And I think this is a perfect way to start a Friday show. Here's our good friend Hassan Piker reacting to this iconic Trump debate moment. Let's watch.
In Springfield, they're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets of the people that live there. And this is what's happening in our country, and it's a shame.
Phenomenon, and a big thanks to whoever made that. Actually, it's very funny. The guy's a socialist. He's actually a Hassan Piker fan. So I guess we're redistributing the credit for that. I would give you credit for it, but he blocked me. He's on Twitter going, "Stop sharing this. I'm not a Trump supporter. I'm literally a socialist." Yeah, well, who cares? It's a great song. Thank you. Thank you for the meme magic, morons. They don't know what they're doing. And this is honestly taking off. It's become a major TikTok trend as well. Lots of different edits of this. I think that's the best song, honestly, but this one's pretty catchy, too. Here's the TikTok phenomenon of Trump's Eat the Cats.
They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. Eat the cat. Eat the cat. They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. Eat the cat. Eat the cat. They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. Eat the cat. Eat the cat. They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. Eat the cat. Eat the cat. They're eating the dogs.
Folks, it's official. Donald Trump won the debate. Forget all the polls. Forget all the questionnaires. This is the answer. Trump won the debate. He succeeded. He has made this a nationwide talking point. And they've gone from saying it's not real to just gaslighting to an insane degree about this. We'll cover it on the other side. They are just frantically, they're throwing everything at the wall, desperate to try to stop people from glomming on to this cultural phenomenon, I think is what it is. It's a cultural phenomenon. We'll be right back, folks, for your Daily Dispatch. Stay with us.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI is now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
It's Friday the 13th of September in the year of our Lord 2024. And you're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
I think it's time.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to The American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, coming to you live on this Friday the 13th, 2024. 13th of September. We got a lot to talk about. We got World War III. It's going to be a little bit of a schizophrenic show, because we are going to jump from the hilarious memes about Haitians eating cats. I guess that's not even really that light of a topic anyway, but we're going to jump from there to, World War III and the threat of the world ending in nuclear hellfire, because the people that run America seem to want that to be the case. We're going to be joined in the next hour by Lisa Logan. And frankly, I'm feeling a little underrepresented. I'm feeling a little bias against my identity here. I don't know why it is, but for the past like month, every one of our guests has been a woman. I don't know why. I don't know why that's been the case. It hasn't been a conscious effort, but frankly, I think restorative justice is in order. We're going to have to do nothing but men for the next month. But yeah, we have. It turns out there's a lot of amazing women in the movement, and we've been proud to host them. And we will do so again today with Lisa Logan, breaking down her incredible research into the various bureaucratic educational programs that sort of sowed the soil for the insanity, stupidity, and criminal negligence that we will be showing you with the other videos that we have to show you today. And boy, do we have a lot of videos to show you, just fantastic ones. I'm very excited for today's show and your calls in the third hour. But let's begin today, as we do every day, with our daily dispatch. All right, here it is, folks, your daily dispatch for Friday, the 13th of September, 2024. Russia expels six UK diplomats as tensions rise over Ukrainian missiles. Russia's SFB security service said on Friday it had revoked the accreditation of six British diplomats in Moscow after accusing them of spying and sabotage work, signaling the Kremlin's anger at what it sees as London's vital role in helping Ukraine. Britain described the accusations as completely baseless, saying it was a tit-for-tat action after the UK expelled the Russian defense attaché and removed diplomatic status from several Russian properties in May. Russia announced the expulsions hours before talks in Washington between British Prime Minister Keir Starmer and U.S. President Joe Biden, a crucial step towards winning the go-ahead for Kyiv to use long-range missiles against targets in Russia. And on that note, our next story here, U.S. hints at allowing Ukraine to strike deep inside Russia, enraging Putin. There was a faint glimmer of hope in the past week for Ukraine that after months of pleading with Washington, it may be starting to move the strategic needle in favor of allowing deep strikes inside Russia using weapons made in the United States. Until now, the U.S. has allowed Ukraine to use its weapons for counter-battery fire at short range across the border. When asked if he would lift the geographic restrictions, U.S. President Joe Biden on Tuesday told reporters, "We're working that out right now." Now, we have a response to that from Vladimir Putin, and it's in line with the rest of Russia's statements throughout this war, which is every time the U.S. accelerates the conflict and expands the theater of war, Russia points at its nuclear stockpile and is like, you guys, you're messing with fire here. You have to stop. This has to stop eventually. So we'll show you his statement, a very troubling forewarning of what is to come. Meanwhile, Boeing's U.S. factory workers strike, halting 737 MAX production. So yes, folks, we're safe for the time being. For the time being, the hellish death traps known as modern Boeing planes are not being produced to terrorize our people and endanger our skies. Around 30,000 workers in Seattle and Portland areas are striking. Boeing is already wrestling with output delays and high debt. The strike poses a challenge for new CEO Kelly Ortberg, and shares have fallen 4.6% in pre-market trading. West Coast factory workers walked off the job early on Friday after overwhelmingly rejecting a contract deal, halting production of the plane maker's strongest selling jet as it wrestles with severe output delays and heavy debt. But the good news is they're very diverse. They're very diverse. The DEI program is working spectacularly. Please ignore the planes falling out of the skies and the ones not being produced. Incredible. Meanwhile, we have this. Driven by ads, Ford's patent paves the way for eavesdropping on the road. Ford has filed a patent, this story is from InfoWars.com, that is supposed to provide what the car manufacturer calls in-vehicle advertising. The solution is to eavesdrop on what's being said in the vehicle, correlate that with location and other data, and serve bespoke ads. The patent reveals systems and methods that would achieve the goal of targeting ads to car occupants using their conversations. Just another chance to destroy our privacy and infiltrate our private discussions. But hey, you're not going to own a car, so why should you be able to speak privately within one? You'll own nothing, and you'll have no privacy. That's perhaps one of the best examples we've seen. They're creating a world where you're not going to own a car, and when you're in the car that you're given permission on a one-time use basis to occupy, you will be spied on the entire time. And they'll claim it's for ads. But is it though? Talk about this all the time. There's so much surveillance. They're like, well, it's to serve ads. It's like, okay, well, I've got a smartphone and I don't have like an Alexa or anything. I don't have anything that listens to me other than my phone probably, but I'm sure they're listening. And yet, every YouTube ad break for me is Kamala Harris telling me to give me money. Am I the target demographic? Is that going to sway me? Or I get ads in Spanish for products that I already own. It's like, you can't even figure out what language I speak. Is this really what all this information is going towards? Is this really what the massive dragnet surveillance grid is about when you can't advertise me anything I even remotely can understand, let alone want to buy? So what's it really about? Is it really about advertising? Or is there a deeper motive here that doesn't demonize capitalism? That's how I always feel about it. Seems like a very convenient thing because people don't like that their devices are listening to them. So the powers that be in the media go, well, it's just for advertising. It's damn capitalism. They're just trying to sell you things. People are like, oh, those capitalists listening to me. Meanwhile, it's just data banks a mile long at the NSA just using AI to determine whether you are a threat to the state or not. Yeah, it's not about advertising, folks. Meanwhile, boom, Trump proposes no taxes on overtime pay. That's the headline from InfoWars.com. Former President Donald Trump revealed Thursday he's aiming to help hourly wage earners by eliminating income tax on overtime pay. It's another step in the right direction. Another fantastic policy by Donald Trump. Boom. Thank you, gentlemen. we expect Kamala Harris to be releasing the exact same policy here momentarily. That's your Daily Dispatch. Again, it's Friday. I don't want to get right into the whole nuclear hellfire stuff. We got statements from Putin that you're going to have to hear, but we've got more fun things to cover prior to that. If you like, if it's fun for you to be surrounded by ignorant people and continuously lied to, I guess that's the type of fun we're having today. It's just being gaslit relentlessly and then watching people fall for it. I don't know. It can be kind of fun, I guess. Shani Rich, of course, is doing his thing, talking to people on the street, proving beyond any shadow of a doubt, they just have no idea what they're talking about, and they're too prideful and egotistical and ignorant to admit as such. So let's go to clip number 17 now. Here's Shani Rich asking a couple of boomers why they're voting for Kamala Harris. You place your bets now. Do they have a reason? Let's watch.
Trump or Kamala?
I want Kamala to win.
I've been voting Democratic since 72.
What's on Kamala's 100-day plan?
Has she published it yet?
No, which is pretty shocking that she hasn't published it.
She's hinted at a few things.
She's only been running for 7 weeks.
Well, yeah, because she committed a coup against Biden. That's why she's only been running for 7 weeks. No one voted for her. Like, she wasn't elected.
Well, she was elected.
She was elected.
No, she wasn't. The people didn't vote for her in the primaries.
Trump just had token opposition himself because his party is a cult.
Trump ran against Nikki Haley, ran against Ron DeSantis, ran against Vivek Ramaswamy. He didn't even show up to a debate, and he still won. Like, the people voted for him. The Democrat base didn't even vote for Kamal. No, but you could say he's an idiot, but we're talking here about legislation.
I think this interview is over. You're not even showing her the courtesy of pronouncing her name properly. So I think I don't want to talk anymore.
Well, why not? Because you can't defend and stand on your beliefs?
It would have been great if Biden held to his original plan to be a one-term president, but unfortunately it took him a long time to realize that he should retire. So this was the best alternative on short notice.
But Kamal's been the vice president. Biden's been cooked since 2020. No, it's Kamal. Yo, in 2024 I can identify as whatever I want. Like, I can call her Kamal if I feel like it.
It's not you're identifying as anything. It's you're not... gracious enough to pronounce her name the way that she pronounces
it. Okay, I'll pronounce it right. Camilla. Wait, are you walking away? You guys are just as senile as Biden or what?
I love it. I love it. There's so many parts of that conversation that just distill down the interaction between liberals and conservatives to like a very appropriate example of what that can be like, right? She's only been running for 7 weeks. 7 weeks? What? You can't come up with policy for 7 weeks? How did you become the candidate without any policy? Just these things they say. She's only been running for 7 weeks. It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean it could be 50 weeks. She would say this. She's only been running for 6 months. She's only been running for a year and a half. Like, it just doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything. They don't care. They don't care. Because Trump supporters are in a cult, remember? Remember how Trump supporters are in a cult? So who cares if a glorious black Indian woman is a hollow shell of a person? Who cares if she has no original thoughts or published policy? Because Trump supporters are in a cult. So all hail Kamala. The ignorance. And there's like, she was elected. She just wasn't. Like, I don't. And they know she wasn't. So what are they saying? They just like say these things. And then you ask them like, okay, who voted for her? And there's like, it doesn't matter. It's the truncated version of the wheel of conspiracy always turning, right? It's not happening. Okay, it is happening, but not like you say. Okay, it is happening, and you're bad for talking about it. Like that path they go through. The one I'm seeing constantly now, we showed a video yesterday where a pro-abortion woman was saying there's no such thing as late-term abortions. The pro-life woman calls the abortion clinic, can I get an abortion at 34 weeks? Yeah, absolutely, we do it all the time. The response, oh, well, it doesn't matter. Of course people voted for Kamala. Who voted for her? Well, it doesn't matter. It's just make a statement. Statement is just blatantly contradicted, proven absolutely to be wrong 100%. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that I just said that 10 seconds ago. It doesn't matter that that's the excuse, the reason I'm using for the thing I'm saying I believe. It doesn't actually matter. See? Incredible. You won't even say her name properly. How dare you? Incredible stuff. We can go down to clip number 10, where, you know, we go from the boomers to the zoomers. The boomers don't know why they support Kamala Harris. The zoomers know why they do, and it's even worse. It's worse that they know why they support her because, well, just watch.
Trump or Kamala?
Kamala. How come?
Because she's brat.
What does that mean?
Google it.
No, but you're right here. I'm asking you.
A brat is a girl who's a little bit messy. She likes to party.
So only because she's a woman, basically? Or what?
I think she has actually really good policies. I think Kamala would actually make this country a better place, whereas I think Trump would make a lot of people sad. Have you seen his 2024 agenda thing?
2024 agenda?
Yeah, he came out with a...
You mean Project 2025? Yeah, he said he doesn't associate with that at all.
He does associate with Agenda 47.
Yes, exactly. No, they're very different.
Well, actually, if you're going to be debating us about politics...
I'm not debating. I'm just getting your thoughts.
And that's the last day. It was the same thing in the last one. About a minute in, about 30 seconds in, and it depends on their, you know, how long they can hold on, but it's always the liberals, and they start looking for the eject lever. About 30 seconds, about, you know, you get about two or three exchanges with them before they're frantically looking around going, what do I pull? Where's the red lever? How do I get out of here? How do I eject? Quick! Now, for the last people, it was, well, you're not pronouncing her name right. And I bet people listening to me have had this conversation. I've had it with my friends and family, where, like, we're arguing about, like, COVID and Black Lives Matter back in 2020. And for me, it was pointing out, like, hey, obviously these restrictions don't matter when they're letting thousands of people out on the street in Los Angeles and not saying anything about it. So if you think masks are such a big deal, if you think the virus is such a big deal, you know, why don't you criticize or speak out against the thousands of people gathering on the streets of L.A.? And it was my cousin just being like, I remember what excuse it was, but it was just something about, like, I'm not going to talk until you respect the racial, I don't even remember, but whatever it is, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, right? The things they say don't matter. Their beliefs, the things they're founded on, if you dig in and they don't exist, that doesn't matter. And when they need to leave a conversation, they just go for whatever excuse they can find. It doesn't matter. It's the ejection lever. You pronounce her name wrong. That's why I'm not talking to you. You're bringing up something I don't know. That's why I'm not talking to you. You're a Trump supporter. That's why I'm not talking to you. Whatever it is, it's the eject lever. It's time to pull it because they're crashing and they need to escape before they have a crisis of ego and have to actually confront in a real and thoughtful way their utter lack of knowledge about the things that they are, for some reason, very convicted about. Oh, they have very strong convictions. They're just based on nothing, and the slightest pushback causes them to absolutely panic because they're completely hidden from any alternative argument. They hear the same thing pumped over and over into their mind in a deliberate illusion of conformity. Like, they're convinced that everybody thinks this way because all of their media, again, deliberately creates the illusion of this being everybody's opinion. And when it's revealed that that's not the case, and they don't just have a bunch of, you know, nodding morons, then they panic. They absolutely panic. Now, I want to go to clip number two here, and you'll notice as you watch this video, I don't know whether to preview it with this or whether to pause it midway through. Maybe we'll pause it, but tell me if there's something you see about the appearance of leftists and liberals. So we're going to watch a compilation here of leftists and liberals just lying to your face over and over and over again, because that's all they ever do. And tell me if you see what I see. If you recognize the people in this compilation from a meme anywhere, I think you'll see what I'm talking about. Let's go now to clip number two. When you have to fact check Kamala because ABC won't.
Do you support any restrictions on abortion?
I don't. I've always believed.
Even in the third trimester?
I
do you think there should be any limitation on abortion?
No, I do not.
Up till now, my understanding is there wasn't a limit on when in a pregnancy a woman could receive an abortion. Have you set any limit on
that? There are no limits. Is there a cutoff for you before that point?
No, to me, it's a
reproductive. Pause it right there.
It's
pause
a healthcare
it, pause
decision. It's up to women to make that decision.
Do you see what I see with this guy? Zoom in for me, guys. Can we zoom in on this image? Do you see what I see? He's the NPC face. He's got the little black beady eyes. He's got the blank stare. He's got no eyebrows. He's the NPC face. You guys see this? We'll keep going. They all look like the literal NPC meme with the beady little black eyes and the blank generic face. It's uncanny. Okay, so let's keep going. You'll see more guys in this video. They look straight up like NPCs. It's truly bizarre. Let's go back.
Where it's obvious that a woman is about to give birth. She has physical signs of that she is about to give a birth. Would that still be a point at which she could request an abortion if she was so certified?
My bill would allow that, yes.
Virginia's governor says he has no regrets.
Is that not an NPC? Is that not the NPC face right there? Are you not seeing what I'm seeing? Is there not something in the eyes? I don't know. I can't be the only one seeing this. It's the pale grayish complexion. It's the beady little eyes. There's something about these people. They all look like NPCs. I'm sorry. I'm sorry if this is distracting from the message, which is they keep lying to you over and over about everything, constantly, continually, contradicting their own statements over and over. But I think more importantly, in terms of synchronicity and meme magic, they all look like the NPC meme. Let's keep going.
Even as a baby is being born,
if a mother is in labor, I can tell you
the NPC profile there.
What would happen? The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mothers.
Are you for the what he said, or late term abortion, or the moments that he was talking about where you would keep a woman comfortable after she was giving birth in case she wanted to abort her third term child?
I don't know all his comments, but what I do know is that I am for women having the right to make a choice about her own body.
State lawmakers in New York approved a law permitting abortion in the state up until birth. Cuomo applauded the legislation and marked the occasion by lighting the spire of the One World Trade Center pink.
Cuomo looks like the NPC, doesn't he?
8 months into pregnancy, should a woman be allowed legally to have an abortion?
Again, I've told you, I believe women's right to choose, period.
At the Capitol today, a House committee approved a bill that would remove restrictions on abortions performed in Minnesota.
The bill would erase the requirements such as parental notification or that clinics can only handle...
Yeah, it goes on and on. I mean, this is the thing. It's just exhausting. They're lying. Like, long story short, they're lying. They know they're lying. It's an exertion of a sick sort of narcissistic power when they lie to your face, knowing that they're lying to you. They know they're lying. It's a classic phrase. They know they're lying. We know they're lying. They know we know they're lying, but they're still lying. That's a power play. That's a power move. That's because they can lie with impunity because they have most of us so utterly brain dead and NPC-like that we don't even notice that we're surrounded by beady-eyed gray monsters. We got a lot more videos. Let's go now to clip number four here. This is Andrea Mitchell. Reporter just creeping like a goblin. There is absolutely no journalistic value to this, but let's watch.
President Trump,
he's surrounded by the press gaggle, and there she is in the background. Look at her gobbling around. She's gremlining around. What is she doing? She's trying to unobtrusively gobbling her way to the front here. I don't know why that. I thought that was so funny this morning. Somebody posted this just being like, she looks like a goblin trying to work her way to the front. And I can't help but agree. So listen, folks, we can go on and on about their lies. We can go on and on about their deception and their deceit and their hatefulness. At the end of the day, they don't care. Like they say, it doesn't matter. So we mock them for looking like goblins and memes.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation, and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
Please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, get your Ultra 12 and other great products, and for 40% off, some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI's now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is The American Journal, and we're going to get serious. Don't worry. The time will come. We'll talk about all the stuff. We got Asians eating cats. We got mobs of black teenagers beating the crap out of white guys for no reason in an alley behind the McDonald's. We've got China systematically establishing diplomatic strongholds around the world in a concerted effort with the rest of the BRICS nations to box out America and destroy us economically. We've got, of course, World War III with continual escalation by Ukraine and its NATO allies and continual warning bells sounding from Russia saying this can't go on forever. We'll show you some troubling videos from that. But I have more funny videos to show. I have more amazing videos to show you. In fact, this next video I think is... I shouldn't use so many superlatives, but everything is so crazy. It's like every day there's some new thing. This video is amazing. I'll just say it's amazing. It's incredible. The comparison between these two events that you're about to see spliced, intercut between each other is very telling, very telling. President Biden and President Trump, Biden and Harris actually, and then Trump by himself, both visited the same firehouse in Pennsylvania yesterday. And there's video of both of their entrances. And you could not script this to be more symbolic. So watch now as first Biden and Kamala and then Trump enter the same firehouse with the same audience, only a few hours separated. Clip number 26, first Biden and Kamala and then Trump. Let's watch. So here you see the firehouse, Biden wandering in, Kamala sauntering next to him, quiet murmur, the sound of a baby crying, big sign that says slow right above their heads. And there's Trump. The sun is out. The sun is shining. The babies are happy. The crowd is cheering. Even before he enters, the buzz of excitement fills the air. It's like incredible. The difference between these two. So I want to watch this again. I'll shut up now, but I wanted to explain it for the radio audience. But let's watch this again from the top. And I'll be quiet, and you can just hear, it's like everything about it, the noise. Even before Trump comes in, there's this like buzzing. He comes in, they're like, there he is, there he is. With Biden, literally, a baby is crying, it's gray and dark. With Trump, the sun is shining. It's wild. This is the type of stuff that would like dictate geopolitical policy in ancient Rome. Like these are signs from on high that you would do well to pay heed. Right? These are signals from the universe that you're supposed to listen to. Let's go back to, let's watch this video. I'll be quiet this time. Just wanted to explain it for our radio audience. But for the benefit of our video audience, I'll be quiet and just listen, watch, experience the vibe shift from Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Both of them, by the way, two of them, the sitting president of the United States and the potential next president of the United States, walking into a dead, anxious, quiet, gray crowd. The same crowd with Donald Trump is excited, fiery. And this isn't a Trump political event. This is just a firehouse somewhere in Pennsylvania. So let's watch again. I'm telling you, folks, there's something about Trump. He's the people's champion. It really is incredible. And again, it's just, imagine being the president of the United States and like walking into a room like Joe Biden, like, I'm here, everybody. And there's just some girl like looks up at you and is like, oh, yeah, just looks back down. You can be the president. You can be the king. You can be the most important, powerful person that the New World Order has ever anointed. But everybody hates you still. How do you think that feels? I should have grabbed the other videos. We have other videos from earlier this week of Justin Trudeau, Keir Starmer, some other globalist leaders. They can't walk around in their own countries anymore without being shouted at and cursed at, kicked out of pubs. These people are despised by the populace, and they know it. Which is why they're doubling down on pretending to be the champions of democracy, because they thrive on the total inversion of reality. And that is the total inversion of reality. I want to finish out this segment with a very powerful video from a woman on TikTok. Clip number 6. This woman says, your daughter's future safety by not letting in third world criminals and rapists over the border is significantly more important than whether she can kill her unborn child. Let's watch.
The amount of people believing the media and the fact checkers without actually taking 5 minutes to look it up themselves and finding very quickly that facts and information are free actually mind-blowing to me. How are we in 2024, as they like to say for a lot of their arguments, and you are not able to use logic, reason, and facts instead of influence, propaganda, and feelings to make your life choices? Everything the left stands for, everything Kamala Harris stands for, is contradictory to itself. Your daughter's future safety by not letting in third world criminals and rapists over the border by the thousands is a lot more important than which state she can choose to kill her baby in someday. If you don't understand the fundamental governmental democratic republic concept of putting the voice of women back in the hands of each state instead of the federal government being able to tell women what they can do, if you don't understand how that works and you're still believing that Trump is making a federal abortion ban, you are so far gone, girlfriend. You need to get it together. Putting the power back into the states regarding abortion, instead of allowing one administration or the federal government at all to be able to affect the abortion rights of women, is all Trump did. It's all he wanted to do. Okay? So educate yourself. If you live in a state and you don't like the rules, get involved and use your voice. All it did was put the voice back to you where you live instead of allowing the federal government to tell you what you can and can't do. So just because this federal government tells you what you want to hear, okay, doesn't mean that a federal regulation on abortion makes sense. God forbid the day comes that the person running the country isn't going to tell you what you want to hear. They're going to tell you the opposite. That's no longer an issue now because each state is in charge of their abortion laws. How are you guys this brain dead? This, ladies, is the reason why it took so long to get us the right to vote, because you guys use emotions instead of facts. Look the shit up. And if you think for one second that having open borders instead of legal immigration is the answer, you need to take your bleeding heart and start using your mother brain, because we are not saying we don't want immigrants. We are not saying we are not open to other cultures and other types of people. But baby girl, not doing background checks and allowing dangerous criminals to come into this country and make it so you feel even less safe than you do now to walk down the street with your kids is not the answer. No one makes life choices based on emotions and calls it a good idea. The same thing goes for our country's leadership. Start prioritizing issues, because no matter what color you are, no matter who you decide to fall in love with and marry, no matter what you feel about motherhood, none of us can even exercise those rights and conversations if nobody's safe enough and the country's not affordable enough to live in at all for any of us. If you are voting for someone based on their color and gender instead of policy, you are the problem. It doesn't matter what that gender and color is.
That's it, folks. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Body's, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm a humble person, and I want to say that I'm just a man. But I'm not just a man. Just like you. No matter what color you are, whether you're a man or a woman, you were made by the creator of the universe, who had a plan for you, who has a destiny for you. And that's why the system hates you and fears you, and that's why they hate me. It's because the spirit I carry is one of justice and truth and courage and honor and will and love. My friends, the enemy's coming after me, not because I'm a loser, but because I'm a winner. They're coming after you, not because you're a bad person, because you're a good person, because you love God and God loves you. And so I signed up for this. I signed up for this fight. And I'm not a victim. I'm an overcomer. But I can't fight this fight without you. That's why I want you to always remember that I appreciate you and I thank you, because InfoWars is your fight. InfoWars is your baby. It's the thing you built. We did this together. So God bless you all. Let's keep fighting. One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss, it equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are, and that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taken place, and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com. I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. This is The American Journal. We're going to be joined by Lisa Logan in the next hour. Very excited to talk to her about just the machinations, the programs going on in plain sight, but hidden under the guise of just secular, emotional care, mental health. They are seeding the ground for full indoctrination into a one-world religion based off of their own earthly demands. Very excited to talk to her. You know, we're almost an hour into the show today, and I'm, you know, I always kind of struggle. There's so much, like, so much important stuff to talk about. You know, maybe mocking leftists for being NPCs, maybe that's not the best use of our time. I mean, really just making fun of their physical appearance, calling Andrew Mitchell a goblin. Is that real? Look, I mean, but then again, I mean, am I wrong though? But is it so wrong? I don't know. And I feel like I have a responsibility to you. I have an obligation to you as you spend your valuable time with us here this morning to give you the most value as I can. I feel a little bit guilty just mocking their appearance. But then I look at what the mainstream media is up to and how they're not just having fun talking about the appearance of politicians as a meme-worthy exercise and morale boosting. They take this very seriously. From the AP News, for Harrison Trump, facial expression did much of the talking during the presidential debate. That's right, folks. They wrote an article about how powerful and convincing Kamala Harris's resting bitch face is. They're actually like making this argument where they're like, you know, even though she wasn't talking, she commanded the room with her like Yeah, it's seriously. Kamala Harris and Donald Trump said as much with their faces as they did with their words during Tuesday's debate, with their microphones muted unless it was their turn to speak. According to the debate rules, body language took on an outsized importance for Harris and Trump. Harris, in particular, leaned into the nonverbal communication, keenly aware that her every reaction was being broadcast to the world, speaking to the audience even while Trump ostensibly had the floor. Network showed a split screen with both candidates for most of the debate. At various points, she looked amused or befuddled by whatever Trump was saying, as if wordlessly saying he was lying. At a few times, she dramatically put her fingers under her chin, eyes wide, head tilted. At other times, she laughed. Wow. It's amazing. It's amazing how she can express emotions with her face. What a talent she has. What a skill she has at being just, and, you know, in a way, I mock them, but in a way, it's true. In a way, Kamala Harris and her face put off an aura that is undeniable. I've never seen a woman be so unlikable for ever saying a single word out of her mouth. I've never seen a woman who I so thoroughly dislike just from the choices that she chooses to make with her face. The shape that she chooses to put her visage about. Yeah, she sucks and her face sucks. But AP News want you to know that her facial expressions are, in fact, a powerful sign of resistance. It's evidence of the monumental talent of her as a communicator. I mean, seriously. So this is the thing. I can make fun of the way NPCs look, but that, like, all they have is like, but Kamala Harris's face was so bitchy. Isn't that amazing? You should vote for her. You should vote for her because of how she raised her eyebrow and looked askance at Donald Trump. James Kirkpatrick on X had a really good post about this, and I'm just, I thought it was at the top of my bookmarks, but I may just have to summarize it here. But before the debate, he had predicted, saying, you know, they're going to take her facial expressions and act like, here it is. James Kirkpatrick at VDare James K on X. Kamala going with the "I'll make silly faces" strategy, the media will turn into moments of solemn triumph for people of color. He nailed it. I mean, what are you going to say? That is an absolute dead on accurate prediction. Kamala going with the "I'll make silly faces" strategy, the media will turn into moments of solemn triumph for people of color. He posted that before the debate. After the debate, AP News: for Harris and Trump, facial expressions did a lot of the talking. Amazing. It really is amazing how you can predict these people when you just have the lowest and most absurd expectations of them. They will fulfill them with aplomb. This is another just example, and there's more fallout to the debate. Actually, I have a longer video. I think I'll play in the first 5 minutes of the next hour before we're joined by Lisa Logan, where a guy put in the entire debate transcript into ChatGPT and asked it to identify bias. And it's a very well done and thorough evisceration of the ABC moderators. So we'll play that in the first 5 minutes of the next hour. But this is just so typical of the leftist media these days. New York Times puts out a fact check. What they're fact-checking is Donald Trump's statement, in which he said, now she wants to do transgender operations on illegal aliens that are in prison. Well, there's no way that's true, right? I mean, that's absurd. What a crazy thing to say, Trump. And New York Times agrees. They say it needs context, right? There's only a few sort of grades you can give to fact-checks. You can either say it's true, it's a falsehood, or it needs context, meaning, you know, it's kind of true, but it's out of context. You can get the wrong impression from it. So let's hear the context from the New York Times. Trump is referring to Harris's response to a 2019 American Civil Liberties Union questionnaire in which he said she supported using taxpayer funds to give access to gender-affirming care to transgender and non-binary people, including those in immigration detention and prison. Okay. So the context is, she said exactly that almost verbatim. Do they ever stop to ask themselves if this is an effective strategy? Do they ever think that maybe they're showing their hand a little bit when instead of just saying fact check true because it is, they actually claim it needs context, right? Giving people the idea, if you're just scrolling through, you say needs context, you go, yeah, I knew that wasn't true. I knew there was some extenuating circumstance that made this statement untrue. I can ignore Trump. You know, again, you know, I can continue to ignore Trump. The context they say it needs is that she said exactly what Trump said. Now she wants to do transgender operations on illegal aliens in prison. The context is she once said she wants to give access to gender-affirming care to transgender and non-binary people, including those in immigration detention and prison, using taxpayer dollars. So the context, I guess, in this case is just reality. The context it needs is existence, is the universe. It exists. It is there. It is out there. It is real. It is true. It is undeniable. It is a fact. Okay? Fact checked. Yes, she did say this. Yes, it is that absurd. Yes, she even went further to talk about immigration detention, as well as using taxpayer dollars to do it. The context is it was a questionnaire, I guess. So the context is she was asked a question. The answer is true. That is what she said as an answer. But you have to understand the context in that somebody asked her what she thought first. That's the context. Well, it needs context. The context that it needs is that at the time she was discussing the policies she supports. Okay, so it's a fact. So again, like, do they ever stop to think, like, maybe this isn't a good strategy. Maybe this is showing our hand. Maybe this is revealing to people that we are so innately dishonest, like naturally, primordially dishonest, that even when we are telling you the truth, we have to couch it in some sort of lie. Some sort of dishonesty just has to be there for us to fulfill our biological function of being the font of evil. I don't know. I don't know what they think is going on, but those of us with a consciousness and eyes can see it clearly. Again, we have a lot more to cover. I'm going to get into the Haiti stuff on the other side and talk about, again, the heinous and outrageous lies they're spreading to try to cover up that despicable crime that they're facilitating, because we're run actual psychopaths. In the next hour, I'll be joined by Lisa Logan. That'll explain how all of this got started in preschool, how all of this insanity was inculcated into us by design, on purpose, with the help of our friends at the UN. In the meantime, I do want to remind you, go to InfoWarsStore.com to support everything that we do here. InfoWarsStore.com, folks, there has never been a better time to support us. There might never be a better time to support us in this all-important contest for the fate of humanity. InfoWars is a important, perhaps invaluable voice in attempting, striving as hard as we can to rescue humanity from the fate those in power have planned for us. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today. Get yourself some bodies at 25% off, or vitamin C at 40% off, and we'll be back on the other side with Lisa Logan. Don't go anywhere.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation, and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury, or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of brain force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy By supplying me with BrainForce Ultra, I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. BrainForce Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in BrainForce Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
So we've all been talking about the debate yesterday and the perceived bias that the moderators had against Trump. I decided to take the transcript of the entire debate and put it into ChatGPT and see whether ChatGPT detected any bias. And the analysis that I got was pretty shocking. So take a look. Now, this is going to be a little long, so bear with me.
In the transcript you provided, there are some points where bias could potentially be inferred, though it is important to note that bias detection can be subjective. Here are a few instances that may suggest bias. 1. Tone in questioning. Example. 1. David Muir's question to Donald Trump regarding January 6th. You told your supporters to march to the Capitol. Is there anything you regret about what you did on that day? Analysis. The phrasing of this question frames Trump's actions in a negative light, suggesting direct responsibility for the Capitol attack. While January 6th is an important event to question Trump on, the repeated framing of Trump as the instigator of the attack might suggest a critical tone. The absence of any comparably critical or pointed questions towards Harris might suggest an imbalance. Example 2. David Muir's follow-up after Trump's defense on January 6th. Muir presses Trump on personal responsibility for the attack, while Trump deflects by placing the blame on Nancy Pelosi and the Washington, D.C. mayor. Muir insists, the question is about you as president, not about former Speaker Pelosi. Analysis. Muir continues to steer the conversation toward Trump's actions, while allowing Harris more leeway to respond to broader topics without similar pressure. 2. Fact-checking Trump, but not Harris. Example. During the discussion on Springfield, Ohio, David Muir interjects to clarify Trump's claim about immigrants eating pets. We did reach out to the city manager of Springfield. He told us there have been no credible reports of specific claims of pets being harmed, injured, or abused. Analysis. Muir quickly fact-checks Trump's more outlandish claim about Springfield. While fact-checking is part of a moderator's role, there's no evidence in the transcript that the moderators similarly fact-checked any claims made by Harris. If Trump's statements are scrutinized more rigorously than Harris, that might suggest an element of bias. 3. Lack of follow-up questions for Harris. Example. When Harris was asked about her stance on an abortion ban, the moderator asked, "Would you support any restrictions on a woman's right to an abortion?" Harris responded broadly by discussing Roe v. Wade without directly answering whether she supported any specific restrictions. Analysis. The moderators did not press Harris for a clear yes or no answer or a follow-up question, which contrasts with the way they pressed Trump on certain topics, such as January 6th or his views on Ukraine. 4. Closing statement. Framing. Example. In the closing statements, David Muir sets up Harris by thanking her first and allowing her to outline her vision. Trump follows with a pointed response about what she hasn't accomplished during her time as vice president, which could easily appear more combative. Analysis. While the candidates are responsible for their statements, the structure of allowing Harris to go first and Trump to follow may have given Harris an advantage in presenting herself as the more positive, forward-looking candidate, leaving Trump in the role of defense. Conclusion. While overt bias is not immediately apparent, there are instances where the moderators may have pressed Trump harder on his controversial statements or actions, while allowing Harris more leeway in answering difficult questions. The disparity in the number of follow-ups, tone in questioning, and fact-checking suggests that Trump may have faced a more critical approach. This could create the perception of bias, especially if one candidate is scrutinized more intensely than the other.
So this analysis proves definitively that there was bias against Trump. And all the bias went in favor of Harris. And so all the people claiming that there wasn't any bias are lying to you. This was a 3-on-1 event. It should be clear to everyone that this was not a fair representation of how journalists are supposed to behave. And because of the blatant bias, the narrative has turned against ABC, and Kamala Harris will not see a bump.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI is now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is The American Journal, InfoWars.com, band.video. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. My guest today is Lisa Logan. She's a parent exposing the sinister agenda behind social-emotional learning programs that are destroying children's minds across America. You can find her videos on her YouTube channel, Parents of Patriots 6581. That's Parents of Patriots 6581. Or additional commentary from her on X at I Am Lisa Logan. That's at I Am Lisa Logan. Welcome back to the show, Lisa.
Happy to be here, Harrison. Thanks for having me back.
I'm very happy to have you back. You know, we have a lot of guests that do a lot of things. You're one of the guests that answers questions, and that's what I like. And the overriding question that I find myself asking over and over again is, how the heck did we even get here? You see the ignorance, the hatred, the stupidity, and it's like, what have they done to us? How are the American people this broken mentally and spiritually? And I think you have a pretty good answer for this. You have sort of gone to the source and the root of the issue and break it down with evidence, doing the research. It's really interesting stuff. And what we're going to cover today is a thread on your X. So people can find it by going to at I Am Lisa Logan on X. I just retweeted it myself. If you follow me, you can find it there. Tee this up for us, because we got some videos to show from it. What are we about to look into here?
Well, in that tweet thread, I had retweeted a passage from a book that my friend was reading, which I believe was The Hidden Dangers of the Rainbow by Constance Cumby. And in it, they talk about how the 700 Club and other religious people are trying to get prayer in school, but really how that's a slippery slope into instituting a state-sanctioned religion. Mm. And Constance puts at the top of that section there, you know, separation between, do away with the separation between church and state. Why not? You know, in a very sarcastic way. And I thought it would be a perfect opportunity for me to repost a video that I had taken from the Global Purpose Summit of Cassandra Vietten, who's the president of the Institute of Noetic Sciences, basically saying we should do just that. We should do away with the separation between church and state. And we need to infuse spirituality into government, into education, into basically all the culture-producing sectors of our society, probably including religion, right? Because if you can do that, then you can open up the door to their idea of religion, which is really just this one-world, soupy, anything-goes religion, Cassandra Vietjen herself is a big proponent of New Thought, which is the same religious ideology behind the stuff we've been talking about the last two times I've been on the show, which is social emotional learning. And in this thought, I basically detail what the next step of the Fetzer Institute, who came up with social emotional learning, is. And it's to, through this new thing out of Columbia Teachers College called the Collaborative for Spirituality and Education, but you should read spirituality as religion. Mm-hmm. They are going to infuse spirituality into social emotional learning. And really, when you start doing that, then you start dealing with main supreme questions about who we are, our destiny, our rights and responsibilities in this world, where we're going, all of these things. And really that this is a dangerous slippery slope when we talk about shared ethics.
Mm. And there's so much stuff going on right now that this pertains to and relates to, whether it's talking about, you know, different cultures coming in, people literally practicing voodoo and people wanting us to treat that like it's totally normal. Like, you have no right to criticize people who are like sacrificing animals for their beliefs. Like, everything's fine. Everything's normal. I have a story from InfoWars. Pope Francis, apparently the Catholic Pope, saying every religion is a way to arrive at God. So, I mean, it used to be a cliche to say, like, well, is the Pope Catholic? It's like, I don't even know anymore. I mean, that doesn't sound very Catholic to me. To be like, yeah, all religions are equal, actually. But why the Pope is saying this? So, you know, this is clearly people in power are pushing this. They want this sort of every religion is equal. Everybody's the same. So we'll just come up with one sort of vague, homologous spiritual framework, and that will be our new state religion. So set up this first video for us, because I've got all the videos. There's about four videos in this thread. What is this first video, and what are we going to see here?
So this is at the Global Purpose Summit. This is hosted by actually one of the guys who I've exposed as being an evolutionary leader. We haven't talked about this in detail on your show yet, but I have a whole thread detailing the evolutionary leaders. They're literally the cult behind the culture shift that you're seeing in America right now and really across the world. And through his organization, he hosts this summit. And again, she's on stage with a bunch of other people saying, you know, maybe we should do away with the, you know, a whole idea of separating church and state. And it might be good if we just start doing that again.
Yeah, kind of a terrifying thing, especially for these people to be supporting. Let's go to this video now. Again, you can find this video on the whole thread at Lisa Logan's Twitter, at I Am Lisa Logan. Here's the first video in this thread.
Is there a role for spirituality in democracy and government, or do we need to hold really tight to the separation of church and state? If we divorce our democracy and government, and as I say, stretching out into healthcare and education, from the vital spirit and ethics and values that it is itself there to express and uphold, then we've got a huge problem. So I think what we're facing here is how do we reintegrate spiritual values into education, into healthcare, into business, into society, without falling into the trap of a corrupt, dominant worldview that doesn't serve all.
We can't have a realistic discussion of democracy without talking about capitalism, misogyny, patriarchy, white supremacy, systemic racial oppression, settler colonialism. That's the context in which this conversation has to take place. You know, there's no realistic way we can call the framers of the Constitution the founders of democracy when they didn't found a democracy.
He really rattles them all off there, doesn't he? That's, yeah, a very typical list, as you'd expect. Yeah, troubling stuff. You know, it reminds me, and I want to get your breakdown of that video, but, you know, this this meme that it's been stuck in my head, and it's a, you know, supposedly Christian hippie-looking person going, hey, man, Jesus just gave us, like, one commandment, bro. It's just vaguely be nice to each other, okay? As long as you're being vaguely nice by the cultural standards of the current time period in which we live and completely ignoring the Bible, you're really doing a heck and wholesome Christianity, okay? And like this is sort of the religion they're pushing. Just whatever the modern milieu is, whatever the modern zeitgeist happens to be, it's strict adherence to that, totally without historical or spiritual significance in reality.
And what's crazy about that, Harrison, is that it's actually not just whatever the milieu is of the day. I've been able to trace this all the way back to the mystical Eastern esoteric religions like Hermeticism and Gnosticism. Mm. And really, there is kind of two camps when you talk about religion. There's the theistic religions, mostly like the Abrahamic faiths, like Judaism and Christianity. And then there's henentheism and pantheism. And to kind of sum up these very two kind of awkward words, it's this whole idea that all is one. Mm. So in pantheism, you believe that God is in everything and that you literally are God.
Right.
And then henentheism believes that God is in everything, but maybe there's a separation between you and God. But the caveat is, if you study enough, right, if you get to a point of spiritual consciousness enough, they believe Christ was just one of the spiritual masters that teaches how to live like God. But once you're able to get to that consciousness that you are divine, that you can actually tap into the powers of God and do things like manifest things in your life. And we saw this religion, which is an actual religion and worldview, heavily promoted on Oprah's show since basically the 80s.
Right.
She hosted all of the New Thought leaders on her show, like Michael Beckwith. She hosted all the evolutionary leaders like Gary Zukav and Deepak Chopra. And for your audience, yes, Deepak Chopra is an evolutionary leader. It's kind of crazy. People that you know in the mainstream. So this religion has actually been normalized without anyone knowing it, which is crazy because it fools both Christians, because they kind of use Christian-y language and fool them. And then also people who just think that they're practicing what we think as new age practices, right? Yoga, meditation, crystals, things like that. And even Melissa Doherty just recently did a video on her channel basically detailing the fact that she thought she was new age, but she was really new thought. She had bought into this religion without even ever understanding or knowing that she was doing it. Because it is a mindset. It is a worldview. And this is the worldview that they're saying they want to promote through putting spirituality in all things. It's not just spirituality. It is an actual religion.
Right. And this is, of course, the way they get away with it. They go, you know, how dare you say you want to hang a cross or the Ten Commandments in our room? We don't have religious symbols. And yet they're surrounded by a black power fist and a communist symbol and a rainbow flag. And it's like, no, these are religious symbols. But people are fooled because they aren't told that, or, you know, they aren't presented as religious symbols. So I guess they just slip through the cracks, fly under the radar, don't get given the importance that they should be given in a conscious sort of way. It's very slimy. It's very sneaky of them, I think. And this has to be deliberate, right? They're doing this on purpose. They're purposefully not presenting this new age, new thought concept as a contrary religion to Christianity, because they want to just sort of slot in, fly under the radar, be established before anybody really recognizes the almost forcible conversion that's going on throughout the country, well, throughout the world, really.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I think it's very calculated. I think last time I was on your show, I held up a couple books, Networking by, I believe, Jessica Lipnack. There's another one that Lee Penn wrote called False Dawn, in which he talked about the UN's United Religions Initiative and how they partnered with the New Age folks, what we think is New Age, which is really New Thought, to basically infiltrate all of society as well. So there's been lots of people who've been writing about this and understanding it for years. It's just that it hasn't come into kind of the norm mainstream consciousness that this is actually a thing. I think we just see it as movements, right? We see, oh, the Black Lives Matter movement, the LGBTQIA movement, the environmentalist movement, when really what you don't know, and I think that's why Constance wrote her book, you know, the Rainbow Coalition that was formed, they basically took all the fringes of all those groups and stuck them all together. So the Rainbow Coalition was formed to basically promote these ideas and figure out how to network and work together in order to push them into society.
And, you know, as you're describing this, I think maybe the people that need to hear this are the people who run or preside over churches in America, because when you talk about separation of church and state, it's not just the state that seems to, you know, carry that forward. The churches themselves, you know, very deliberately go, well, we're not involved in the state. You know, what we do is separate than And, you know, we're not going to talk about politics, not going to talk about how to vote or anything like that. But I think if the people running the churches knew, like, no, this is an attack on religion. It's an attack on your faith. It is a faith being presented. And you as the church need to also be fighting in this war, because there's a war going on for our spirituality in the political sphere, in the educational sphere. And the church has fallen for this claim of separation of church and state and has sort of taken itself out of the fight. But they should really be in this fight and letting their congregations know, like, hey, there's a spiritual battle for your soul. What we teach at church is not what you're being taught at school. They can't both be right. And we want you on our side, on the side of God, not on the side of this godless milieu of weird people. I'm trying to be nice here. Right. But I mean, just as you talk, it's like, wow, churches have really failed to recognize what's happening here. And they are not fulfilling their role that they should be. Would you agree with that?
Yes, and I think that many churches have been infiltrated. This is actually an initiative from the Fetzer Institute. In 2020, they basically had a struggle session with all of the churches, the church leaders. They had them to their Seasons Retreat Center, and they basically said, you're not, it's, again, it's this religion of inclusivity and diversity, right, and sustainability. You're not doing enough to include Black voices in your leadership. You're not doing enough to promote LGBTQIA. You're not being inclusive enough. And Fetzer has for years been, and they actually write about this in their Theory of Change paper, they've literally been infiltrating every church with their own agents. And what they do is they purposely pull the rest of the congregation away from their doctrine, right? Well, now, this is not just happening in Christianity. This is not just happening in Protestantism. It's happening in Muslim communities. It's happening in Jewish communities. They literally say that any kind of dogma that people have is life-denying and spirit-denying. And they're purposely trying to not have people read their Bibles. You know, you can just do a sermon on something nice that makes people feel good, and then meanwhile pushing this whole religion of inclusivity and, you know, in spirituality, and not really saying that, hey, actually the Bible says X, Y, Z. And so this is very calculated. And I do think that the Christian churches, the Jewish churches need to see what is happening in our culture as a literal threat to their religions. Because if you water everything down, there is no distinction.
Right.
I mean, you might as well just not even call yourself what you are, right, as far as your faith, because then it's just like, well, everybody just accepts everything. Anything right. goes, like I said at the beginning. And that's dangerous, right, because then what do you stand for?
Right, and we're seeing that on display now with – and this is something I know I think Tucker during his event last night pointed this out, going, you know, the Haitian people that are, you know, eating pets in Ohio. And again, I hate to even bring up – I feel like what we're talking about is so much more important than you know, the meme of the day as it's being pursued. But what it represents is, you know, people are doing sacrifices. They're practicing voodoo, Santeria practitioners in Florida and border states that are coming from Latin America, and also practicing like witchcraft, literal devil worship, literal human or animal sacrifice. It's incredibly creepy, and yet you can't really say it's wrong in this framework of, well, everything's equal and everything's just sort of spiritual, and who's to say what's right and wrong? We have to be able to say what's right and wrong. We have to be able to discriminate between good and evil, right and wrong, you know, truth and lies. And that's what's really being torn down. And as you point out in your thread in the second post, they understand this, that people doing this, the Fetzer Institute and others, are very deliberately targeting children, knowing that they are the most easily brainwashed. And if you can get children, then, you know, they're almost thinking like the old, you know, cigarette advertisers. Well, if you can get them when they're a kid, they're going to be a camel smoker for life, right? They're getting them when they're children in hopes that it doesn't matter how strong their faith of their family is or their community, they'll have them in their grasp, you know, hook, line, and sinker. So set up this second video for us, if you will, please. This is Xiaon Li of the Fetzer Institute. And what are we about to hear from him?
Yeah, Xiaon Li is the program director for the Fetzer Institute. And he's on stage at the Global Purpose Summit, talking about the rebirth of spirituality in democracy. We'll talk more about how they are changing the definition of democracy. But he's on stage talking about what that means. And then, of course, at the very end, you'll catch how he's working with Columbia Teachers College and Stephen Rockefeller to basically push these ideologies in K-12 education.
Okay, let's watch.
Let's talk about democracy just a bit. Democracy, at a federal standpoint, means to support spiritual and moral virtue all people can embody. That's at the personal level. At this societal level, we can strengthen public commitment to sets of shared virtue, civic virtues, and create a vision, an inclusive America. What makes America America? What makes America a great country and the way it should be? So what is the relationship between spirituality and democracy? I will tell you some concrete ideas that we are working on so you know what do we mean by healing the heart of U.S. democracy. I'm working on a project. It's a multi-million dollar project with K to 12 kids. Basically working with Stephen Rockefeller and Lisa of Teachers College, we like to develop a new curriculum on Dewey that the core mission of education is to instill the seeds of democracy into the heads and the soul of young men, young people. Democracy, according to John Dewey, it's a way of life, it's a way of being. If we look beyond the current model, which is limiting our thinking, how about what is the democracy you like to see in the world? What do they look like? So that's one piece. We really like to change the curriculum, public school, independent, private school, that really instill this democracy, how the kids, they have lived a democratic lives. Their voices are valued, are heard. They get to exercise the right since the very beginning. So that's project number one. It's very exciting. We also support a lot of conferences, including this one, and also higher education. Ashoka University Exchange, we support that, really try to bring civic virtues back to higher education curriculum.
Wow, yeah, it's so unmoored. You know, it's so disconnected from anything real. And it seems like it's all just based on this rhetorical sort of redefinition of words where, I mean, democracy is very clear meaning. It comes from the Greek, right? The demos is the people. The suffix accuracy is rule of. It's the rule of the people. It's majority rule. It's the people there get a vote on what they say. But to these people, I think I wrote it correctly, democracy is, quote, spiritual moral virtue. Like, what does this even mean? It's like they take these words, completely redefine them, and say, yes, we're for democracy, but it means something completely different. Break down what we just heard for us, please.
Yeah, and it's not just spiritual moral virtue. It's spiritual and moral virtue all people can embody.
Right.
And as my friend James Lindsay points out, for all usually means communism. Mm-hmm. It means some kind of collectivist worldview. And I think that the redefinition of democracy there is actually, I think, in kind of reference to our Constitution, because these people who are behind this are actually trying to so Fetzer, you know, who's behind the social emotional learning programs we've talked about twice now on your show, their board director of the organization that they founded called CASEL is Tim Shriver. Tim Shriver is a Kennedy. And he, with social emotional learning, brings CASEL into the States. They did this mostly through the COVID collaborative, but they're also doing through his Unite org, bringing in ranked choice voting. And this is really where it comes down to, because, you know, pluralism, it was the natural founding of our state, right? We had a bunch of a melting pot of people. They all had different religious views. And our founders are like, how are we going to keep these people from going to war over lots of things? And their answer was the rule of law and the Constitution and a constitutional republic in which all of those people with their varying worldviews would be represented in Washington.
Right.
And this is what created our peaceful and really inclusive in the way that everyone can worship the way that they want, both privately and publicly. And I think what their rebirth or, you know, other spiritual definition of democracy is mob rule, Harrison. Right. It is what you just said. It's they want to do away with and there are initiatives tied to things that Fetzer is doing and Unite is doing called the New Pluralists, where they are literally trying to do away with the Electoral College and make it so that it's popular
vote. I'm not surprised by that at all. Hold on to that thought, Lisa Logan. At I am Lisa Logan on X. Find that thread. Share these videos. I hope you're taking notes. I got to get a new page because mine's full up of notes already. I'll be right back.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Match Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com. Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The powerful Bodies formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
Please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get your Ultra 12 and other great products and for 40% off. Some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news, today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Lisa Logan is my guest. I'm just trying to think of how to even describe. You're like a decoder almost. You're right. You're like running a decoding program, trying to turn the gobbledygook gibberish of the New Age into what it actually means, into what they're actually saying. And, you know, these words that they use that seem so benign, resilience, equity, inclusivity, and how these are the, you know, information bombs that they're using to, you know, devastate our defenses and get their ideas into the minds of our children. What compels you to do this research, and, like, you know, how would you describe what you're doing? I think you're like a decoder, you're like a translator for their globalist language into normal human talk.
I think I see myself as a protector of minds. I think that kind of stems from my own personal experience. I belonged to a cult for 7 years, from about the time I was 16 till I was 23. And so I kind of had a firsthand experience of what it means to be brainwashed and the methodology and the techniques that are used. And, you know, kind of as, you know, through the rearview mirror, you can kind of see those and kind of break those down. And I think that's why when I discovered social emotional learning or the inner development goals or any of the other things that I expose, it's really this idea is that they want so badly to create this utopian man, right? This inclusive being that, you know, what they call a being of love or whatever is ultimate love, and ultimate unselfishness, that they literally want to control your minds. And their plan is to take away your cognitive liberty, whether that be by deception, like we were just talking about now with instituting this state-sanctioned religion without anybody knowing it, or by force, eventually with a social credit system to come. And right. They're setting the stuff up for that. So I think that's what I see myself as, is just kind of like a protector of minds, trying to tell people, like, this is how they're doing it, and this is how they're doing it to your kids.
Yeah, and if we don't stop it now, we sort of know where it goes. In China, I was just reading yesterday, you know, who knows how to verify any of these stats, so I don't even want to give a number, but it's something like tens of thousands of people in China commit suicide every year because they can't pay back their bank loans and their credit score collapses. So they become a burden to their friends and family. So they, you know, they end up killing. They end up committing suicide because of their credit score collapsing and they can't do anything to get it back. And, like, that's where this heads. And China is very far along this pipeline, but we are also in that pipe and we are also traveling in that same direction. So we either stop it now or we know where it ends up. And it's kind of appropriate that the guy we just heard, very, very heavy Chinese accent, this aligns perfectly with the communistic sort of dissolving of nation states, dissolving of religions, all one world morass. And you quote him in the next post in this thread that we're covering, instilling spiritual and moral values all people can embody for this inclusive democracy equals shared ethics. The collaborative for spirituality, which is just, I mean, the collaborative for spirit. If you come up with the least trustworthy name of an organization ever, I think the collaborative for spirituality takes the cake. They want these shared ethics to be based on number 9, their warped interpretation of the Declaration of Independence, where they say interdependence. So break this down for us.
There was an actual group of New Agers that got together and wrote the Declaration of Interdependence.
Wow.
And crazily enough, I just came across in the archives a literal newspaper talking about how tons of people gathered outside. I think it was in Philadelphia where they were going to sign it. There was literally a bunch of congressmen in our U.S. government that were going to sign the Declaration of Interdependence. Yeah. And they were pointing out that this was communist. We're not interdependent. Our country and our constitution is very much about freedom and liberty. And you can't force people to do things for the common good like communists can. And so I think this is obviously, again, another warped interpretation. They've actually wrote an Earth Constitution as well. And what you're probably going to bring up next is the other thing that they're basing on in this collaborative for spirituality and education. What they're going to be teaching the kids for shared ethics is the Earth Charter. The Earth Charter was written in Rio in 1992 at their conference where they came up with Agenda 2030. Agenda 21, sorry. Agenda 2030 came later.
Right. It's transmogrified into Agenda 30, but yes, Agenda 21
exactly.
Was the initial, yeah.
Yes, it did. So the Earth Charter really has this idea that you need to usurp, again, it's this whole idea of cosmological monism, you need to usurp your individual rights and freedoms for the good of the common.
Right.
And that means redistribution of wealth and resources. That means the SDG agenda needs to be finished. I mean, this is literally a totalitarian agenda that wants to take away your rights to say, like, I don't want to participate in that.
Right. So, no, this is the underlying philosophy that's paving the way for all of their physical control. It is so powerful and important, and yet so few people on our side even recognize it. And it all boils down to the sort of classic statement. Again, I keep bringing up memes. I don't mean to bring up memes because it seems so unserious, but it's like all of these things that we see in our lives, they all fall perfectly as puzzle pieces into this image that you're painting. So, you know, the idea that liberty is selfish, they're trying to paint your individuality or your liberty as some selfish act. How dare you be free? How dare you disagree with us? They want you to think it's selfish to have freedom, selfish to have liberty. It is the exact opposite. It's incredible. And that is the next video I want to go to. And I want to go to it here. It's UN documents, the Declaration of Human Rights and Earth Charter. The Earth Charter / UN believe individualism is a bad value and we should sacrifice our rights for the common good. Let's take a look at this video.
Individualism is a bad value for today's needs.
Wow, they just come out and say it, huh?
Has been always a bad value, but predominant.
Yes.
You have been making strong arguments on the need to promote a transformation in consciousness in American culture. Could you share with us what do you mean by that and why? Why do you talk so much about transformation of consciousness?
Well, I think we are, in the U.S., we're beset with a set of values and habits of thought that really don't reflect today's needs. They may have been appropriate for some earlier time, but they're not appropriate today. We think about rugged individualism as being, for example, something to be prized, and people talk about rugged individualism in the U.S., but it really is a great burden today for things to be so much premised on an individualist approach rather than a communal approach. And rather than a common approach and a whole approach that links us all together. Our materialism, our consumerism, our tribalism, these are all old values that no longer make sense today. And so we need a new consciousness, new habits of thought, and it needs to be a more spiritual approach to the world. Then we think about ourselves all the time as the dominant species on the planet, as the top of the pyramid, and that everything else is inferior to us. And this anthropocentrism makes us neglect our role as part of the natural systems. That's the change that I see as necessary, and as I see it, that's the change that that the Earth Charter was advocating.
Yes, indeed. The whole worldview that is articulated in the Earth Charter is an invitation for us to move away from too much focus on individualism.
Just unbelievably creepy for an American to hear that. Now, we're coming up on a commercial break, so I want you to break down that video on the other side. We got one more video to show you to close out this thread. Again, you can find this thread on Lisa Logan's Twitter at I Am Lisa Logan. Find her YouTube at Parents of Patriots 6581. That's Parents of Patriots 6581 on YouTube. We'll be back on the other side to break down what the heck we just heard. Again, as an American, I'm offended. We'll be right back, folks.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI has now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. Welcome back. This is Harrison Smith. You're watching American Journal. My guest is Lisa Logan. You can follow her on X at I Am Lisa Logan. We're going through a very powerful, very important thread she put together, as all of her threads are. They talk about the underlying philosophy that is guiding us towards the abyss, in my opinion. And we're going to go over the video. And I promised Lisa I wasn't going to throw us off the rails, but I got to take a slight detour because Oz on X at Oz underscore 1313 just posted this. She says at back to school night last night, the first thing listed on the board was SEL, social emotional learning. And this is exactly what we're talking about. Then my son's ELS teacher repeating, "It takes a village and I want to be part of your village." And she has an image here of, I guess, back to school night where, again, they're laying it out like, welcome back to school. The first thing you need to know is we are in the CASEL framework. And this is what we're talking about. This is the outcome of all of these discussions that we're showing you, is it seeps its way into the education system and is priming your child for this communistic takeover of the world. So break down the video that we just saw, and we'll try not to chase the rabbits down the holes because, I mean, this goes into absolutely everything that we talk about. They say individualism is a bad value. I'm repulsed by that. But break down for us. Give us some more context as to what we just saw.
No, I definitely am. But I'm just going to really quick detour and just say, Oz, please watch the first two times I've been on Harrison's show, because we go over all of that in extreme detail. So if you want to know more, go ahead and go back and watch our shows. So this video we just watched was terrible, right? They're basically saying individualism is a bad value.
Yep.
And this is the problem with having shared ethics. How do you have shared ethics with someone that believes that for you to want to keep the things that you work for you to want to worship the way that you want your religion, for you to be able to choose to drive a car that runs on gas versus a car that's electric, that they believe that that's selfish, that they believe that you need to change your behavior and change your mindset in order to participate in their delusion, right? I mean, we've said before, like, that climate change is one of those things that it's very widely disputed among the scientific community. A lot of times we're finding that they're coming up with crazy research. You know, they're using their own people. They're using kind of circular arguments. And you can't have shared ethics with people that believe your individualism is selfish.
Right.
And that you need to live in a way that the rest of the world is, you know, we're just going to take what you have and we're going to give it to other people.
Yeah.
They don't respect your rights at all. And,
you know, what it reminds me of, tell me if I'm wrong here, but, you know, what it reminds me of is when the World Economic Forum says you will own nothing and you will have no privacy while they take private jets to a mountaintop village where reporters aren't allowed unless they're approved, right? They own everything. Their privacy is sacrosanct. You're not even allowed to report on what they're up to, but your privacy is gone and you will own nothing. I mean, is there an aspect of this where they get to be individuals, they get to have thoughts and beliefs, but they don't want anybody else interfering with that? Is there some aspect of that, or do you think these people really believe in this and they're you know, true believers in this flattening of diversity, true diversity?
I think there are puppets and puppet masters. I think there are people that truly believe this, like a cult religion would, and this is why we talk about it as cult beliefs. You know, we talked heavily about Jonestown last time. I mean, all those people really believed that when they drank that Kool-Aid, that they were doing the right thing. And then there's the puppet masters who I think kind of manipulate these very fringe groups to gain more money and power. And so I think that America and our Constitution really stands in their way of them having a one world government, one world governance, and one world religion, because we respect people's individual right to choose. And this is why, you know, we hear Xuan Li talk about democracy, you know, and what have we been hearing so much in the news? The threat to democracy. Donald Trump is a threat to democracy. You know, so-and-so and these values are a threat to democracy. And really what they're saying is you're a threat to our mob rule, because they're going to redefine democracy. I actually want to read a quote from my friend Alice Linehan. She's vice president of Women on the Wall and founder of Voices in Power. And I included this in my four article series I wrote for the Ohio Press Network a while ago. She says, a republic recognizes the unalienable rights of individuals, while democracies are only concerned with group wants or needs for the good of the public, or in other words, social justice. If morality is defined by mob rule, then imposing conformity, control, coercion, and oppression over those who disagree with their definition of equality, fairness, tolerance, or even love will be deemed as protecting democracy. And that's really what you're seeing right now, right? We're seeing a demonizing of particular people. Oh, the MAGA people that want to make America great again. They're really saying that these people are a threat.
Yeah.
And they're dangerous. And really, their ideas are dangerous because it wants to take away our freedom.
100%. And of course, the first video that, or the second video that we watched, rather, saying, you know, redefining democracy in their way. And that was from 2017. So, you know, since Ukraine was invaded, I feel like there's been a big uptick in the deployment of this word democracy to shut down conversation, bizarrely enough, or even in Germany, where they're like, AfD is becoming too popular. We have to shut it down for the sake of democracy. I mean, it makes no sense. It's totally asinine, their reasoning. But this has been going on for a while. I mean, they've been seeding this concept for a long time. We're seeing it sort of come to fruition now. We're seeing more and more the deployment of democracy as an excuse to do things that are totally contrary to the actual definition of democracy. I know it gets very confusing. But again, 2017, they were already like laying the groundwork for this. So this last video that we're going to show is pretty astonishing. You post, notice they want to make the Earth Charter the next Ten Commandments. Should we go to this video, or do you want to set it up a little bit?
Well, these are the people behind the Earth Charter, one of which you just heard speaking in that previous video with Gus Speth, basically saying, and you'll see that the title kind of flashes up real quick of what they called it, the Ten Commandments of the Earth Charter. So this, what I want to say about this video is that while people have good intentions, right, I saw a slew of bills of people trying to put the Ten Commandments into schools. We saw a slew of bills trying to put chaplains into schools. But really, what happens when they redefine spirituality? What happens when they redefine what the Ten Commandments are? And I think this is really where we have to be careful when we say, oh, we have this backlash against this secularism happening in society, and people want to do, you know, what they think are good things, right, to combat it. But what you're really doing is opening the door for any religion to come into schools. And so we need to keep that separation between church and state, so that education can remain just about academics and leave all of this spiritual stuff to the family.
It's a very interesting angle that I hadn't considered before. Let's watch this video now.
We needed an ethical basis. We needed a moral framework. And Gorbachev actually called for 10 commandments, so to speak. And Morris Strong said, you know, going to Rio is one thing, but from Rio, that's the challenge. And that's when they inaugurated the Earth Charter Initiative. I think what's so powerful about the Earth Charter, it's this shift is a shift from an Enlightenment mentality about the individual, from independence to interdependence, from freedom for the self to responsibility for community, from the rights of property to sharing for the common good. Now, these are very, very challenging, but that there's no future without a shared future. There's no future without air, soil, water, food. It's as simple as that. And this charter holds up all the elements of the earth that are supporting the well-being of humans and all species. So that profound sense of interconnection, which we're all looking for, Jude Curvin, I see her husband's on this, you know, a unitive narrative and a cosmological togetherness and so on.
Okay, well, I want to pull this out just, we have time to wrap this up, but incredibly creepy to me, here in the last minute, What do we need people to take away from this, Lisa?
I think we need to take away that this is a religion. You know, Ben Clemens wrote a paper describing this. He said it's, you know, describing the nature and existence of man, and that gives rise to duties of conscience. And so what you're hearing her say here about responsibility, that's what they want your kids to come away with at school when they're teaching them this pseudo-spirituality, which is really a religion, is that they have a responsibility to get all of these collective beliefs and do something with them, like, you know, make sure that UN SDGs get accomplished, or make sure social justice, you know, they march in the streets. I mean, they're literally creating activists out of your children, and they're using religion to do it.
Absolutely. It's again, it's something that underlies so much of what we talk about, and every single thing we mention, we could just spiral off into an hour long conversation about the way now they're implementing, you know, carbon credits and all this stuff is infinitely fascinating. And people have no idea where it came from or how long it's been in operation. 1992, it's a pretty long time ago. And that was, you know, really just the just a continuation of what was coming before. And it's been proceeding at a pace ever since. Lisa Logan, thank you so much for being with us. Follow Lisa on X at I Am Lisa Logan. Follow her on YouTube at Parents of Patriots 6581. And we'll be right back. Lisa, thank you. Folks, stay with us. Third hour on the other side.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym
with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Putting the power of conversation into the caller's hands, you're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Telling the world of the crimes that Bill and Hillary Clinton are responsible for in Haiti, and we are telling the American people that the over 32,000 emails that Hillary Clinton said she deleted have evidence of the crimes they've committed.
The Clintons have a long history with the Black Republic of Haiti. In January of 2010, after 220,000 Haitians were decimated in an earthquake, the world responded by pouring in $13 billion in donations.
And a year after the quake, Red Cross CEO Gail McGovern announced plans to create, quote, brand new communities.
The Haitian people has not seen not even 2% of that money.
2%?
Nothing was done in Haiti.
After the Clintons descended on Haiti like vultures and the Laura Silsby abduction of 33 Haitian children unfolded,
we already know that some of these children still have parents because an elderly girl might be 8 or 9 years old told us crying, I'm not an orphan, I do have my parents.
You can't just pick up a child and walk out of the country with a child, clearly, no matter what your best intentions are.
Of course, Haiti is currently run by a Freemason cannibal dubbed Barbecue because of his penchant for torching his enemies.
Jimmy Chirizier is a former policeman. He's under sanctions from the UK for his actions here. But he does remain one of the most powerful people in Haiti today, and he doesn't like being interrupted.
This is the Guatemalan and Salvadoran consulates being ransacked. Hospitals have been too. In most of the capital, it's not the police in control, but Haiti's ultra-violent gangs.
This is the Haiti we have all come to know and love.
While we were in Haiti, we offered Haitians their own version of Make America Great Again hats. It's a hat that says Haiti is great already. We offered it to them, and they were quite happy to have it.
Who's heard of Donald Trump? Can you translate? Donald Trump was on television.
Donald Trump was on television.
And then a bunch of grown-ups got drunk. And they made him president.
After the Clintons had their way with Haiti, manipulating its economy in the 1990s and then plundering the millions in aid money the world gave the survivors of the 2010 earthquake, it has been a slippery slope.
So where did the money go?
Well, the Clintons' first act was to provide what they claimed were hurricane-proof emergency trailers, which they say could also have been used to school the island's children. Didn't turn out too well.
Two more bodies, a man and a woman shot as they rode a motorcycle. Nobody knows why any of these murders are happening. We see the dead every day.
Under the umbrella of the Biden administration, total chaos has been unleashed.
Even as the international community gets behind a new Haiti-led transition plan to end the gang uprising.
President Biden's reaction? Send the survivors that make it out to Guantanamo Bay and then flood Florida with them.
What are we doing to prepare for that wave and to ensure that these people are not paroled into the United States as the administration has done with people on the southern border?
But these aren't your average refugees. These refugees bring the Democrats' normalization of cannibalism to our shores as well. Because the most ingenious way to reduce the population is to have that population eat itself.
So they're saying that they can take tissue and muscle from celebrities and mix it with animal meat and some other things and grow actual meats out of it in a lab.
If the person okayed it, I would eat a human. If you were at a very fancy restaurant and they were like a tiny piece of human meat.
No. I think the only way
you wouldn't try a tiny bite?
No.
Really?
Absolutely not.
A man is in custody after a witness said he was eating a detached leg. You heard that right. Kern County Sheriff's Office tells us that that detached leg came from a person hit by a train in this area this morning.
For airborne states, we just chop human beings.
And Biden adds, furthermore, have them bankrupt the blue cities and then have them all shipped to red states.
Last fall, DHS sent this official notice.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI has now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
In the southern part of
Welcome back. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the American Journal, keeping the American spirit alive with InfoWars.com. Support us, won't you, at InfoWarsStore.com. This headquarters of Americana, truth, justice, freedom, liberty, individuality, the American way, capitalism. You can hear a ghost. All of the things that have brought us prosperity and peace that are systematically being taken away from us through a variety of highly sophisticated psychological tactics. I'm going to be taking your calls this last hour. Give us a call. The number to dial is 1-877-789-2539. 1-877-789-2539. And we'll take your calls. But I still have a lot of stories. I mean, so many stories to cover. And we're going to talk about Haiti here. We're going to talk about the Haitian migrants. We're going to talk about the eating of cats. We're going to do it. But I'm going to try to break down the psychological mechanisms at work here, what the people in power are doing, what this cycle that we're in leads to. I think we'll start with this story from The Intercept, because just like happened when Donald Trump was reported to have called Haiti a S-hole country, as we just saw in that video by John Bound, which you can find and share at band.video, of course. You have people like Conan O'Brien and others going to prove what a wonderful place Haiti really is, as if, you know, the impetus to call Haiti an S-hole country, to deplore the conditions and situation of Haiti, somehow just born from some senseless hate. It's nonsense. It's nonsense. They just want this program to continue. They want this program to continue. They are deliberately placing incompatible cultures, like immigrants from incompatible cultures, in a red state specifically, Ohio and other places in particular, for the, you know, political advantage that gives them in these places and as a deliberate attack against the culture and people that live there now. And so what they're saying in response to the outrage of cats and geese and ducks and dogs being eaten by the voodoo practitioners that are being imported, they just want you to shut up about it. Like, it's not that you're wrong. It's not that you're actually saying this because you have some baseless hate. It's the same tactic they take over and over again. I really don't even need to explain it to you. Just look at what happened during, like, COVID, where it was like, oh, this disease came from China, and they somehow transmogrify that into, you hate Asian people, and so you're using this to smear them? It doesn't make any sense. No, it came from China. What are you talking about? The Intercept has this article, America's racist, xenophobic, and highly specific fear of Haiti. They say it took Trump less than 5 minutes. When answering the debate's first question, which was about the economy, Trump mentioned Springfield during a racist tirade about immigrants, quote, pouring into our country from prisons and jails, from mental institutions, who threatened to take American jobs, calling for their deportation. Later in the debate, when asked about putting more agents on the border, Trump repeated the baseless claims that Haitian immigrants in Springfield were, quote, eating the dogs, they're eating the cats. And they're just like, we were stunned. We were stunned at these baseless accusations. Now, even in their attempts to discredit these claims, they accidentally prove the claims. And I'll show you that on the other side. But let's talk about Haiti. Let's look at Haiti. Let's see if there's any specific reason to be concerned about Haiti. It's not fear. It's not xenophobia. It's a knowledge of history and reality and economy and environmentalism. Let's go to a video not produced by one of us far right political activists, but just your normal news report, in this case covering what has happened in Haiti as the Haitians have systematically eliminated forests in their country to the point where they can't even regrow. And this was one of my first statements on Haiti, because it's what I think of every time I think of Haiti, the pictures of the border between the Dominican Republic and Haiti. And it is a clear delineation along the border, where on one side it is barren and dead, and on the other side it's vibrant and verdant in the Dominican Republic. Because the people of Haiti have utterly eviscerated life on their own island. And that's not a good thing. Call me racist, call me xenophobic. I don't want our country to look like this country. Let's go to clip number 11 now.
The UN's humanitarian coordinator in Haiti has seen the most troubled environmental spots on the planet, but says Haiti's uniquely horrible. With only 2% of its trees remaining and 36 tons of topsoil, trash, and other debris washed into the Caribbean each year. And all this environmental damage is doing great economic damage to the island nation.
It means that every year, people become even poorer, despite the effort, if you want, from the international community, their own effort, you know. They slide further down.
Many say they have no choice. Hacking down the trees is their only way to survive, even though they know it's killing Haiti's environment. Marcellus Luis is typical that way.
The land is mine, and I have no other means.
The trees are burned into charcoal and used for cooking and to heat homes. In Haiti, gas stoves are too expensive and electricity a luxury. Black charcoal is everywhere, sent into markets to fuel family shacks, roadside snack bars, and primitive restaurants. While millions create homes from trash and where sewage and food mix freely, environmental concerns are the realm of the privileged, foreigners, or workers. Everyone else is trying to survive. Georges Worley has watched the destruction of Haiti's environment for decades. He says that the Haiti of today is far from the beautiful green island he remembers.
It's a nightmare. It's a nightmare.
Is there anything left to save in Haiti? Or is it already been raped and killed and then put to rest environmentally.
We still have the people. And that's the challenge we have to confront right now.
But people, of course, cannot stand in the way of nature or stop mudslides that bury entire communities. No trees means those mudslides are nearly guaranteed when it rains here, and entire cities are vulnerable during hurricane season. Nearly half a year after four storms leveled one of Haiti's largest cities, Gonaïves, people are still digging out as the UN coordinates relief efforts. The environmental damage extends to the sea as well. Haiti's coral reefs and marine life, once some of the most beautiful anywhere, are now devastated, pushing feeding fish away from fishermen.
Really didn't take that long. Only took about a generation or two to devolve into a country-sized trash pile. Again, it's so funny that they're like, America's racist, xenophobic, and highly specific fear of Haiti. Why Haiti specifically? And then you watch an old news report, and they're just like, according to the UN environmentalist, Haiti is, quote, uniquely horrible. But they're gonna pretend, they want to pretend that that's, it's all racism, I guess. I mean, literally in this article, they're like, it all dates back to the time of slavery. It's like, oh, really? When all the slaves in Haiti rose up and did a giant voodoo ritual and then killed every single white or mixed person on the island in an act of complete genocide, just utterly horrific, devastating violence that set them on the course of total failure that we're seeing now, where everybody in the country is desperately trying to flee. It's insane. And again, they just say these words like baseless, as if they mean something. I mean, they do mean something, but not the thing that they're claiming. They're very based, actually. They have a very strong base in reality, in the observation of the people in the town. In fact, people of Springfield, Ohio are so fed up with their treatment, Springfield residents have moved to recall entire city council amid Haitian invasion. The beleaguered residents of Springfield, Ohio have launched a petition to recall the entire city commission over their poor handling of the Haitian migrant crisis. And of course, we covered yesterday the fact that the Ohio governor is now sending $2.5 million extra dollars in funds, as well as deploying the National Guard to Springfield to deal with the issue, which I forgot to mention is, of course, the typical problem reaction solution paradigm where they import people against your will. These people cause trouble. Oh, suddenly you have to live in a police state. Oops, oopsie daisy. Wow, crime's really out of control, huh? I guess we have to have National Guard patrolling the streets now. Gee, it looks like now we have to live in a criminal society because we refuse to keep out or punish the actual criminals. It's really very simple. And we'll get into the propaganda attempting to distract from Haiti here in just a second. But before we do that, I want to go to a video of a activist who works with the homeless in Springfield talking about the crisis in Springfield, the deliberate disenfranchisement of the citizens there in favor of globally sourced scab workers. My favorite new phrase, globally sourced scab workers from Haiti who have their entire lives subsidized by the federal government to the disadvantage of the people who have lived and worked in Springfield for their entire lives. Let's go now to clip number 20.
You know, the homeless problem. I don't know of a single homeless Haitian in this town because they all got vouchers. But I can show you a whole bunch of people that have been displaced because I'm that guy. Rob, you know, for 25 years I've worked with the homeless in this community. You know, a lot of people don't know because I'm not the guy out there blowing the horn. Because it ain't about me. It's the Jesus in me that goes out there and does it. Trust me, there's days I'm tired. But I'll get into homeless camps that nobody in a suit and tie will walk into. None. They trust me because I never let them down. You know, and guys, if you don't think it's here right now, in October, we are getting ready to hit a wall here. There is not any relief for the homeless. The homeless people in this community are not the people you think they are. The squatters that aren't happening. It's not there. There's veterans. Come see me. I'm not real hard to find. Ask anybody on the street. They'll tell you how to get a hold of me. I'll take you there. And no, they don't want your toothpaste and your peanut butter sandwiches. They want you to come up with a solution to why they're displaced, why they lived in a house. I personally know, and I'll testify under oath, my hand to God, somebody that lost their house. They were there 7 years. The landlord said, hey, I need you to move out, find a temporary place. I'm going to remodel it, and then you can come back.
Thank you,
Baron. It was a lie. They moved him out, tripled the rent.
Thank you.
Follow
thank you
the money.
Moved him out, tripled the rent. Again, I don't want to repeat myself day after day, but from the beginning of this crisis, it's been obvious that the money is there. The people are there. If the will was there, all of this stuff could have been done for the people of Springfield, Ohio. Instead, the people of Springfield, Ohio are not only not given the benefits handed out like Christmas gifts to the new imports, they're being disadvantaged. Their insurance rates are going up. Their rent is skyrocketing, tripling, as that guy pointed out. They are being squeezed and juiced until they're just a husk, while the Haitians are receiving millions, if not billions, of dollars of subsidies taken from the people whose lives are now infinitely more expensive, less safe, less comfortable. I mean, it just goes on and on. And the fact is, people in power and the people in the mainstream media genuinely don't care about the suffering of the people of Springfield. They just don't care. And even in their articles where they try to associate concern with your neighborhood descending into voodoo ritual chaos, they can't help but lay out a timeline that shows how just normal and natural this reaction has been. Okay, so NBC News has multiple articles saying, basically insinuating that if you care about the fact that a small American town left destitute by the geopolitical policies of America over the last several decades, that has been systematically disenfranchised and economically destroyed, being flooded with Haitians who are eating the cats and dogs and ducks from the park. But you're a Nazi. You're a neo-Nazi. This is obviously absurd. And could, the outcome of this could run counter to their intentions. And they have stories like far-right origin of false pet-eating claims on their morning rundown. How a fringe claim about immigrants eating the pets made its way to the debate stage. They, of course, call this baseless, saying this week was probably the first time many people were introduced to the rumor, the baseless claim already thriving on right-wing corners of the internet. The origin of the rumor is difficult to pinpoint. But in June, people in local Facebook groups began posting about Haitian children chasing ducks and geese. Over the next few weeks, the complaints, without evidence, they say, which is just insane. No, that is evidence. That is somebody saying I saw something is evidence. What do you think witnesses are presenting in the courtroom? It's called evidence. It's called testimony. It's not physical evidence. It's not DNA evidence. It's evidence. It's so absurd. Okay. They say the complaints got darker, with some complaining that perhaps the bird were being eaten by their immigrant neighbors. And they go on to say last month, a national neo-Nazi group called Blood Tribe began soaking racist rumors, and things snowballed. An absurd interpretation. But even in their own absurd interpretation, the timeline is there to tell you what's actually happening. And it sounds like a horror movie, right? It's like, at the beginning of the year, rumors started to crop up on Facebook groups. Where'd all the ducks go? What's happening? Could it be these people? And like, slowly but surely, the awareness comes about, and it's like, I saw them chasing ducks, and now they're gone. Where could they have gone? You don't think they're eating them, are they? Like, it's a Facebook group. It wasn't the Blood Tribe. So I don't know if I need to tell you this. A neo-Nazi group called Blood Tribe is not to be found at Facebook.com, right? So this is a neighborhood group of normal people on Facebook posting about their personal experiences and observations. Okay. It's kind of hard to pinpoint where this rumor started. Well, it started with the people in the town noticing things happening and talking about it with their neighbors. You admit that right here. I mean, what do you mean it's hard to find out where these rumors are? It came from the people on the ground noticing things and talking about it. And I don't know. I mean, they want people to think that this is somehow this thing happening that people are discussing because some group called Blood Tribe that nobody's ever heard of talks about it. Therefore, it's a neo-Nazi talking point. Or maybe you come up with the alternative conclusion. Maybe the people in Springfield that are like, my town is being forcibly changed, my vote is being diluted, my cat is being eaten, and my child doesn't understand the students at her school anymore. And gee, the only people that seem to care are Blood Tribe. Gee, does Blood Tribe have any solutions for us? I don't know. Blood Tribe seems to be the only one speaking out for me, the suffering innocent person. Can Blood Tribe explain how we got here? Because the mainstream media sure as hell doesn't give a damn about you. The politicians sure as hell don't give a damn about you. Blood Tribe seems to actually care. Is that the intention of your article, NBC? Pointing out that the only people who seem to care about the American people are some neo-Nazi group called Blood Tribe? And of course, nobody's ever heard of Blood Tribe. I've never heard of Blood Tribe. Who cares about Blood Tribe? All of this really came about, as I've said since the beginning, as we reported on the first day that this stuff really broke. Most of the impetus behind this was from an account called Captive Dreamer 7. Maybe he's a member of Blood Tribe. I don't know. But all he was doing was posting firsthand accounts from the Facebook group of Springfield, Ohio, onto Twitter for a wider audience. That guy's in Blood Tribe? Is he? So yeah, folks, if you care about this stuff, if you care about your fellow Americans being evicted from their houses so some Haitian immigrant can be moved in as a globally sourced scab worker, I guess you're a neo-Nazi and should probably join Blood Tribe. It's insane. I guess the city of Springfield owes a debt of gratitude to Blood Tribe. That's the message I'm getting from this. Gosh, nobody would know about the trouble that they were in except for, you know, these activists in Blood Tribe. But no, they're trying to say that if you care about this, if you talk about this, if you express the concerns of your self or neighbors, you must be a neo-Nazi. You probably want to kill all the Jews. That's why you're talking about the ducks being eaten at the park. It's probably because you're Hitler and you want a genocide. Again, I don't know if this is going to work, guys. I don't know if you've really thought this through, mainstream media, because the more you try to discredit this, the more evidence it gets put up, and I'm not going to show you, and I don't suggest you go watch the videos that are being posted these days, but if you've ever wanted to see a man eating a live cat, well, search Haiti on X. Let's go to your calls now. We've got a Tony from Texas, who's called in about the Haitians. Go ahead, Tony. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison, we have to remember these Haitians are just doing jobs that Americans won't do. They actually took the job of animal control to another level. See, their dog pounds have butcher shops in the back, and their motto is, we don't adopt them, we eat them.
Oh, no. Hey, we can, you know, maybe you got something going here. I mean, it's sort of wasteful to just, you know, put down dogs at the pound. I mean, there's some good meat. Put that furry little friend in a pot. You got a stew going. It's disgusting, Tony. But yeah, so what do we do here, Tony? Well, I mean, what is this?
Hey, Harrison, have you seen the Haitian Mr. Rogers show?
No. I'm scared.
Well, in the beginning of the show, he always says, hey, kids, cats are yummy. Can you say, or, oh, man, I'm hey, kids, can you say cats are yummy? I knew you could, man. I got it right.
Yeah, you got something right. Thank you very much for the call, Tony. Yeah, see, I mean, the memes about this, you know, it's just like Big Bird goes missing on Sesame Street when the Haitians show up. It's one of these things. It's just simultaneously, you got to laugh at it. You got to mock it. We got to, you know, not treat this like something that we have to have respect for, eating cats or doing them, you know, killing them in voodoo rituals. This is like disgusting vampiric madness. We have to reject it. It's demoniac. It is of demons. So we have to reject it. Mocking it is one way to do that. Telling the truth about it is another way to do that. I think J.D. Vance had the best response still to this day. Anything anybody said about the Haitians, when he just said, you didn't talk about it until we memed it. So if we got to keep memeing it for you to talk about it, that's what we're going to do. It's the mainstream media's fault. This has become such a big deal.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Bobby's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
The eugenicists over 100 years ago were very public about their plans. They financed major universities. They ran full-page stories and advertisements pushing their propaganda in the New York Times, other major newspapers, that the family as we know it is a bad thing and must be ended. And the first step in that is getting women out of the household and teaching women that cooking dinner and taking care of your sons and daughters and husbands is a bad thing. And I was just sitting here tonight making dinner for my daughter, my 4.5-year-old daughter. My wife makes dinner a lot of times, but I like to make it as well. I love to make breakfast. And literally, it's the funnest thing on earth to make food for your family and be nutritive and then all sit down together and have that communal event. And that's what the system is attacking and bombarding, is our normal biological actions are coming together. They really are sick, evil, scientific cult of filth that want to domesticate us and turn us into lab rats. We cannot let this continue.
America is waking up to the sad and painful fact that we've been under a multinational, globalist, deep state intelligence agency controlled coup for decades in this country. We didn't have full control 30, 40 years ago, but they're really attempting full control now, and that's where we are. And InfoWars has engaged in the best long-term analysis of the enemy operation and predicted the resistance movement would form against it and the fact that we would have major successes against the enemy, but they would then double, triple, quadruple down. That's where we are now. So it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air. I just want to thank you all for your support and spread the word. And it's more important than ever that we get funding. We try to make it easier for you to fund us by simply going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting great products that enrich you and your family's lives. I want to just encourage you all to not forget that without you, we won't be here. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
InfoWars.com.
is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, folks. We'll go out to your phone calls again here in the final two segments of today's show. I want to remind you to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Support what we do here. You're getting 25% off Bodies, the incredible turmeric supplement. I think I need some. I need to stretch or something. I slept very well last night. I'm feeling a little sore myself, and Bodies is an incredibly powerful supplement with the curcuminoids at the highest percentage that you can find on the market. I don't even know if there's another supplement as powerful as Bodies. And I know personally how well it works. Find out for yourself what it can do for you at InfoWarsStore.com today. You're also getting 40% off the vitamin C plus zinc with rose hips, I believe. So really, really fantastic stuff, of course. And it funds us, and it's the only way that we get funds. So if you want us on air, combating the lies, disinformation, psychological terrorism of the mainstream media, then you got to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Let me just give you a few headlines here that you can find at InfoWars.com. Former top Clinton advisor calls on ABC to launch internal probe into whether debate was rigged. And there was rumors about this. I don't believe as of yet the statement has been made public, but there have been rumors and hints that a whistleblower inside ABC is drafted an affidavit saying that the questions were given to Kamala Harris ahead of time and that ABC News promised the Kamala Harris campaign that they would fact check Trump and not fact checked her. Again, this is just rumors so far, but apparently there's an affidavit being drawn up. And at that point, I think they'll be under penalty of perjury and will be fairly trustworthy. And, of course, we noticed this in our own interpretation of the debate. Kamala Harris was very quick and very concise and very well prepared for the questions posed by the moderators. But when it came to a response to Trump, she was a little bit shakier, meaning maybe she had foreknowledge of the questions that would be asked, much in the same way that the questions were shared to Hillary Clinton back in 2016. Mark Penn, a former advisor to Bill and Hillary Clinton, called Thursday for ABC to launch a formal internal investigation into its news division's planning and execution of this week's presidential debate to determine if there was some effort at rigging the outcome of the debate. ABC News came under significant bipartisan criticism because the moderators fact-checked some of Donald Trump's statements, but not single pushback to any made by Kamala Harris. And again, there's rumors that a ABC whistleblower has the dirt on this, and we'll be coming out with it soon. Meanwhile, also from InfoWars.com, WEF admits COVID was a test of public obedience to the new globalist world order. This is from the WEF website on their page called My Carbon, where they make the pitch for the 15-minute smart cities. On the page, the WEF shows its hand about what COVID was really designed to do, where they say, quote, COVID-19 was the test of society responsibility, the WEF openly admits. Quote, a huge number of unimaginable restrictions for public health were adopted by billions of citizens across the world. Yes, you were all good little slaves, and we ran the test, and now we've fine-tuned the algorithms, and next time it'll be even more brutal and more effective, they think. But the harder they squeeze, the more slips through their fingers. Finally, we have this. Therapy logs, video sessions for up to 1.7 million American mental patients have been leaked to the open web after data breach. Of the approximately 1,000 files personally reviewed to better understand how the data breach occurred in the first place, Fowler revealed he was able to view using only a web browser, meaning anyone can access the leaked files without any understanding of hacking. You don't have to go to the deep state. You don't have to have any expertise. Apparently, 5.3 terabytes worth of confident health, mental health data was leaked to the open web. More than 1.7 million activity logs, including psychological profiles and therapy sessions for thousands of patients, including telehealth audio and video files, were included in the link, as were patients' driver's licenses. This, of course, and apparently this came about because of a no-password-protected database just keeping this confidential and highly personal information online, because they're gonna demand and impose a digital life for everything in your existence, up to and including your health. They just aren't going to do any of the necessary things to keep it safe from hackers, because, well, you'll have no privacy and you'll be happy. With that, we go out to the phone calls. Dave in Arizona, thank you for calling in. On line one, you are going to be on the air, guys. Dave in Arizona, thanks for calling in. You're on the air.
Thanks, Brother Harrison. Our dystopian nightmare is here as Operation Chaos continues, right, brother?
It seems unabated so far. Yes, sir.
Yeah. So my point is, I'd like to commend President Trump. I think it's a sad state of affairs in our republic now, but people care more about pets and pond ducks than they do about humans. So if that's how he needs to reach people and get them on board, that's fine. We identified back in 2020 that, you know, because all these stories are inextricably linked, that we were failing the COVID test. But now we've got 100,000 fentanyl deaths annually, but people care more about their neighbor's cat Fluffy getting eaten by a Haitian when we brought 20,000 Haitians into a community that had 40,000 people to begin with. Half of the population is now effectively being replaced. It's just ridiculous. But you know what? Whatever he can do to save our republic, because it's still one nation under God. So I appreciate the efforts, and I hope more people wake up.
I totally agree. And obviously, this just needs to be a jumping off point, a beachhead for the wider discussion of what's being done to American communities. It's not, at the end of the day, about eating cats and dogs. I mean, that's you know, spectacular, right? It's things that get people's eyes and make people question it, and it's like a symbol of what's going on. But the real story is about the deliberate dislocation of the American people, the deliberate flooding of red states with foreigners, the just lack of care that the authorities have for the well-being of our own citizens as they constantly, continuously, and insultingly support foreigners who have never contributed a single thing to our country. I get exactly your point, Dave, and I understand you want to share a Bible verse with us here before we move on to the next caller.
Yeah, if you don't mind. Yeah, Deuteronomy 28:43. Foreigners who live in your land will gain more and more power while you gradually lose yours. They will have money to lend to you, but you will have none to lend to them. In the end, they will be your rulers. As you mentioned, this is the intentional destruction by the nihilist Marxist color revolution. They want to replace us. They want to cull our whiteness out of the communities, and that's just their entire purpose in life. And I'm not sure what it is. I'm sure that, you know, the WEF leaders will all still have private security and guns. Hopefully not protected by DEI people that couldn't cover President Trump's belt loops. But, you know, that's a story for another day. All intentional, sir.
It is, absolutely. And you make a good point. This is something we were talking about on Moonbase Live yesterday, my friend John, although maybe this wasn't while we were live. But the point is, God is a nationalist. God is a nationalist. Read the Bible. God believes in nations. God believes in nations protecting themselves. God is a nationalist. That's my personal interpretation from quotes like what you just said and others in the Bible. People want to paint nationalism as a bad thing. How can it be a bad thing when the Lord of hosts and the God of the universe believes in nations and warns you against the subversion of them by foreigners? Thank you very much for the call, Dave. We'll go to Jake in Ohio quickly. We'll hold you over, Jake, because we're about to go to commercial break. But go ahead, Jake in Ohio. You're on the air.
Well, I just wanted to, point out, for the separation of church and state, you know, the church was, like, the mega corporation back then, you know, and they weren't trying to separate, you know, like, they were trying to separate the money, not the church itself, you know, not the belief in God and all that shit. Sorry.
All right, hold on. Yeah, yeah. I sort of disagree with you. We'll pick this up on the other side. We'll be back for our final segment, more of your phone calls and some more stories. I think it's a little more complicated than that, and it does date back to our colonial era and the various churches that were in operation in different states and the roles they played in local governments.
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings on vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells and rose hips. He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com. Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI's now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The powerful body's formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Body's is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. Perhaps the only truly free speech platform in America, InfoWars.com, band.video. Share those links, share the news. While you still can, folks, we're going to go after your calls here momentarily. One thing I want to cover is about the new misinformation bills going up, not just here, not just in Europe, but around the world. Australia's latest censorship bill threatens big fines over online misinformation. This story from InfoWars.com, posted earlier today. This is not about individual pieces of content. It's not about the regulator being able to act on those. It's about the platforms doing what they say they'll do, the official is quoted as saying. In other words, platforms better self-censor, the exact same sentiment among all those voluntary codes, to save the Australian government the grief of openly censoring them instead. Yes, they're outsourcing their unconstitutional policies to the private companies and threatening massive fines for not going along with it. The government explains the bill is necessary as a new crackdown on misinformation. Opponents see it as just the latest example of the government scheming to crack down on online speech. And here's where it gets crazy. So obviously, they're doing this through the social media companies. They're outsourcing their censorship to them. They're threatening massive fines if they don't obey. And we've already seen the CEO of Telegram be arrested. We've seen the attacks against Elon Musk. They are very, very openly trying to intimidate, blackmail, or through whatever whatever other means necessary to take control of the online sphere. Because, well, would we be talking about Haitians eating dogs if the old regime was still in charge of Twitter? I don't think so. I think the moment it made it to Twitter in that case, it would have been taken down and called racism and hate speech. So thank God Elon Musk is sticking by his guns and actually allowing us free speech on that platform to a greater degree than we used to. But here's where it gets crazy with this information, combating misinformation and disinformation bill in Australia. When they define serious harm that can be caused by false, misleading, or deceptive information, one of the things, they have all of the normal things, right? Gender identity, disability, nationality, et cetera, et cetera. You can't blame any, you can't criticize any group that is a marginalized group, aka not white, straight, male, Christian, men. You can't criticize them for anything. But then it gets to, Article F here. It also includes imminent harm to the Australian economy, including harm to public confidence in the banking system or financial markets. Yes, folks, they are calling information that could harm the public confidence of the banking system mis- or disinformation that must be removed, which I think means they're going full-on fascist at this point. That is a very fascist concept that they're rolling out in Australia. And if you criticize the banking system, you're causing a distrust, lack of confidence, and therefore you're a terrorist and have to be silenced. So censorship is coming, and they're putting whatever label they need to on your speech in order to silence those who speak out. Now, Jake in Ohio called in about separation of church and state. I don't think that's what you originally called in, but just quickly, you got to go back and read about the colonies before they were united and look at the way that, say, in Massachusetts, where you had very, very religious, puritanical structures in the beginning and for a long time after the founding in the 1600s, the church was the government. I mean, the head of the church was like the head of the town. The church was the town hall. The men would have to be accepted as a member of the church, not clergy, but, you know, one step up from the layman. Like your inclusion in the church was your inclusion in the society of the town. So you had that happening there. In other states, you had other denominations with their own interpretation of how included the government should be in the church or not. And so the separation of church and state was simply saying you can do whatever you want. I mean, hell, look at the Mormons in Utah, right? They go to Utah and they set up Zion and they have their own system that runs on Mormon rules and Mormon laws. And as long as they comport themselves with the laws of the United States, then it's fine. You get to do whatever you want. So it wasn't about keeping church out of the government. So, and you know, that simply, it was about saying not a single church will have greater say in the government than any other church. And that wasn't to eliminate the participation of church life in the government. It was to say you can do that on a local level. You can have whatever religion you want on the local level, but we have to have a set of laws that transcends that and applies to everybody equally and doesn't have one church's rules or, I mean, you know, Massachusetts, the Puritans, I mean, they had like, I forget what they were called exactly, but like rules about the clothing you could wear, laws about who could wear a hat with a buckle on it and who could wear trousers. Like, it was pretty extreme. And they didn't want to say you can't do that anymore, but they also wanted to say you can't impose those types of rules on people that aren't your religion in a different state. So it was less about separating church from state totally and more about saying the localities can have whatever participation in the church that they want, and you can't impose that belief on other people who don't believe that. Does that make sense, Jake?
No. What I was just saying is like that, you know, because the church was all the money back then, they were just trying to get the money out of it, you know?
Okay.
And get, you know, not the belief in God, you know, they wanted to leave that.
I
so
see.
That people had that code to live by. You know, they just wanted to get the money out.
Okay.
But you know, it just seems to be just the same thing that's going on today.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. But I don't want to go off on too much of a tangent because I do want to go to other calls, but I know you had an interesting comment when you first called in about Trump's statements during the debate.
Yeah, I forget what the hell it was.
Well, what you said was that he never actually mentioned the name Springfield.
Yeah, he never
was
mentioned
very vague.
The state. Yeah, that's right. I forgot. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, he never mentioned that, man, and they automatically went to Ohio.
Right.
You know, like that. Like.
Right. It's what he's like they're eating cats and dogs, and the people are like, what?
Yeah.
That's crazy. You mean in Springfield, Ohio? That's crazy. That's not happening right there in Springfield, Ohio, in this neighborhood. It's like, okay. He never mentioned Springfield.
Exactly.
You happen to know what he was talking about. Yeah, very good. Very good point. Thank you for that call, Jake. Let's go to Aaron on line six now. Aaron from Braintree Studios, who, of course, made us our beautiful 3D printed action figures of myself and Owen and Alex. Thanks for calling in, Aaron. Good to hear from you.
Hey, man. I just wanted to kind of get your take on Jesse Ventura backing Kamala Harris, whether he's like a grifter or if he's going Joe Biden.
You know, in a word, nonsensical. It just doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, Jesse Ventura is a guy that used to go on with Alex and talk about the jabs and the vaccine crap. And somehow he has flipped completely to the other side and is now fully endorsing the deep state. I can't make heads or tails of it, Aaron. I don't follow Jesse Ventura enough to know where his headspace is at right now. What's your take on it?
I'm blown away because, I mean, isn't he the one that did the Democrips and Rebloodlookins or whatever book that you guys were
yeah.
telling a while ago?
He used to be cool. He used to do a lot of good stuff. But who knows, man? Who knows? Maybe took one too many blows to the head during his wrestling career. I don't know, but it makes no sense. But then again, anybody supporting Kamala Harris is baffling and nonsensical to me. So I guess that fits right in. Thank you for the call, Aaron. Let's go to Space Coast in Florida. I hadn't heard the story that you called in about. Go ahead, Space Coast. You're on the air.
Good morning, Harrison, and thank you.
Good morning.
Yes. So I wanted to touch base the follow up from 9/11 anniversary the other day. There's a great video on YouTube. Catherine Austin Fitz. Also, if you could ask your producers to maybe have her back on the show.
She's awesome.
With you or Alex or Owen at some point, because she covered the other day. You go to YouTube. It's under Solari Report. The U.S. DOD has spent $20 trillion of the U.S. tax. You'll see it there. It says Financial Rebellion on the ticker. Everybody needs to check that out and get back up to speed on the missing money that correlates with the Donald Rumsfeld announcement the day before 9/11.
Coincidences abound to Space Coast, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, and thanks for covering the Ireland stories. Harrison, that's very helpful. I'm a dual citizen. My family's from there, and so I like to kind of keep up with what's going on there too. But
yeah, it's
this is it. We got to hold the line. We got to hold the line here, Harrison. This is it. There's nowhere else to go.
100%. And as brutal as Ireland is being treated, nowhere else in Europe gives me as much hope. I mean, with their history of resisting colonization, with their, I don't know, just the energy they have, the sort of like mentality that they have. There's something very unique and special about Ireland, and it's almost like their whole existence has been like preparing them to be the heart of the reawakening. And I really have high hopes for Ireland. I pray the Irish people can keep up the resistance against the invasion that they're under right now. And I'm like there's no other place in Europe that I've thought about like, man, if things pop off, I want to go like be a part of this. Cause they seem to know what's at stake, and they seem to know how to operate in this extremely dangerous environment. So God bless the Irish people. I just wish I had more time to cover it all. Folks, that's about going to do it for us. I'm sorry to our other calls we weren't able to get to, but we will be back on Monday for more of your calls and, of course, more stories, whatever breaks over the weekend. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to support us, please, folks. And stay tuned for the Alex Jones Show. It begins in 90 seconds. By the way, Alex Jones went on Glenn Beck. I was just talking to Chase during one of the breaks, and Chase was like, it was the best interview Alex Jones has ever done. I think it should be free on YouTube tomorrow, so watch out for that. In the meantime, be good. Have a good weekend. I'll see you on Monday.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWars MD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
Let me take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.